From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley wants to allow people to opt out of technology companies tracking their behavior on the internet. From St. Louis, Jason Rosenbaum reports on the GOP senator's new legislation.
Hawley's bill would allow someone to sign up for a Do Not Track list on a web browser or through an app. It would block online companies from collecting data beyond what is indispensable to those companies' online services. Hawley has been fiercely critical of companies like Google and Facebook for how they gather user information. And he said last month that those corporations need greater scrutiny.
These companies are the biggest, most powerful companies in the world, maybe in the history of the world, because they collect more personal, private, confidential information on us.
Some conservative groups have criticized Hawley's advocacy against technology companies as an affront to free speech and the free market. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
As multiple states, including Missouri, pass laws banning many abortions, questions have surfaced about what that means for women who might seek an abortion. The short answer is nothing yet. None of the laws have taken effect, and all will almost definitely be blocked amid legal challenges. Backers of the laws welcome the challenges. They've said their goal is to get the Supreme Court to reconsider the landmark Roe v. Wade case, which said a woman has the right to choose whether to have an abortion. Alabama's law is the most restrictive, making abortion a felony in nearly all cases, with no exceptions for cases of rape or incest. The leader of a Jefferson City daycare says she has not seen any evidence of a downturn in the number of Missouri children living in poverty. Studies show about 261,000 children living in poverty in Missouri. Little Explorers Discovery Center's executive director, Donna Scheidt, told the Jefferson City News Tribune that she has not seen much of a change in her more than 36 years working at the daycare. Data from Coalition Group of Missourians to End Poverty shows that about 14% of Missouri residents were living at or below the federal poverty level last year, while more than 19% of Missouri children live in poverty. A three-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of a suburban St. Louis man in his dispute with the municipal government over how many political signs he can have in his yard. The ACLU in January last year filed a First Amendment lawsuit on behalf of Belnor, Missouri resident Lawrence Wilson, who was threatened with fines and jail time over an ordinance that says residents can post no more than one political sign. He had three. A judge ruled in favor of Belnor, Missouri, but the appeals panel today reversed that ruling. ACLU attorney Tony Rothert calls yard signs a, quote, uniquely important form of communicating ideas and political opinions. The attorney for Belnor did not immediately respond to a phone message from the Associated Press seeking comment. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.